Hello, guys. Hello, hello.
Hey.
I'm Viv.
I'm Felicia.
Another Reddit story episode for you. Because why not?
Honestly, we've been fucking with the Reddit stories on the heavy.
I feel like I'm not an exciting person, but I can comment and talk the shit out of somebody else's story.
You know, I found out how to say Reddit stories for the first time.
Period. I did notice. I'm just like, she's still screenshotting these. I don't wonder if she knows that she could just save them. Yes. And then I move on with my life.
Just now, I was like, oh, let me save this one real quick right before, right? And I was like, oh, but wait, is there a way to just save it? And then I figured it out. I already had some screenshots, so only some.
Because I remember, like, because I remember last episode, I was like, let's look into these comments. This is a picture. I cannot scroll. I'm like, a period.
Okay.
What was it? Well, this one I have, the title is a doozy. I did not read if there's any warnings, so if we come without something crazy, let's just forget the whole thing. Okay. All right, this is true off my chest. So I like this because it's confessions. It's like, you don't have a single person in your life to tell this to. You have to do it on the internet. I live. That scared me. A mysterious knock. All right. My boyfriend's sexual fantasies have become disturbing to me.
I'm scared.
Scary Town, USA.
Welcome to spooky season on this channel.
The morbid episode.
I didn't put up any decorations yet.
I forgot. It is fall.
Yeah, but we'll talk about it later.
We'll talk about it. I haven't gone to Spirit Halloween yet. We should get something to eat after this because I know it's that time. It'll be that time for at least for me.
Gotcha.
And then go to Spirit Halloween.
Let's do it.
Anyway, I'm horrified to even be writing this, but I don't know where else to go to, and I need to get this off my chest. My boyfriend, 22 male, and I, 19 female, have been together for 3 years now. Pause. Let's do the math right quick.
How old is he?
He's 22. She's 19. They've been together for 3 years. So she was 16 and he was 19. My parents wouldn't be okay with that.
I mean, it's legal.
Here's my thing. Like, it would, like, a senior shouldn't go out with, like, a freshman type of thing. And that's type of the age gap that they have. So it's a little bit like, well, depend. And it's also the title makes it worse. The title makes it much worse.
Honestly, that's what are we looking at here?
So let's get into it. We met in high school and we have had a fairly good relationship with only occasional fighting. Doesn't make it better, but let's see when it gets worse. Well, over the years, I've discovered some kinks that he has, which is normal. I'd say I'm a mildly kinky person as well. Choking, hair pulling, degradation, etc. The classics.
Did you just say decoration? What'd you say?
Degradation? Like degrading somebody? Like instead of praising, the opposite?
Oh, I don't think I like that.
You're like, I'm sensitive. I'm a Leo.
Don't hurt my feelings. I'm queen.
Degradation? Yeah, I'd punch you in the face. That's definitely not for me.
No.
I learned 2 years into the relationship that he has a daddy kink, but that's not the link that makes me uncomfortable. We sex fairly often. Our sex life is decent. It feels good, but I'm only truly finished about 3 or 4 times with him, and I fake it every time. We live separately with opposite work shifts. 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. for him, 5 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. for me, so we only have sex on weekends. We both have very high sex drives, so our sexing can get intense.
Pause. You have a high sex drive, but you're not finishing?
I mean, whatever floats your boat or sinks it. We are role-playing that he had just gotten home from work and I was waiting on the bed for him or something. In the mindset of it, he decides to pretend to bring our daughter into the bedroom. And I was like, what the fuck? I played it off and was like, oops, the door wasn't locked. Go away kind of thing. He didn't stop there, quote, saying, you want to show your daughter how to be a good slut for her man for when she's older? She's watching right now. Teach her. Teach her how to please a man. And I started crying. I am so uncomfortable.
Oh my fucking God. Get the fuck out. That's crazy.
Run. He was never He was never like this, and I didn't respond for the rest of the night and pretended I had fallen asleep. I was mortified. How could he see our future daughter as a sex slave and open her eyes to her parents having sex? I don't know what to do. There's nothing wrong with him on an average day, but he does bring up the daughter thing every once in a while, and now I look at him differently. What should I do? Should I address it with him or leave it alone since it's his sexual fantasy?
No, don't leave that alone. That's strange.
I don't that I know. No. No,
absolutely not.
What was it? Yeah, the incestual sexual fantasies to me are a hard no.
I actually think he needs to see like a sex therapist.
Yeah. There's one comment that got hella upvotes. When I was in law school, I learned for the public defender's office, and we had a client who was charged with attempting to meet up with a woman and her young toddler daughter for a threesome. The woman he had been talking to was actually an undercover police officer with a fake daughter, but their online chats were clear what demented deviancy he was interested in. Your boyfriend has made those clear to you. You need to protect your future child and go. Whoa. What? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, don't.
I mean, you're also so young. Just yeah, you could just leave him and find somebody regular. Regular.
Like, regular is the big word.
Well, that, yeah, that's, yeah. And like, yeah, you're not an asshole if you, like, this is not, are you the asshole? But yeah, that's like, not having the same kick as someone, I think that's absolutely fine to just leave.
Yeah. And also, or at least that's like in a general sense, but like, I don't know. I would also recommend him getting help, because that is a really weird thing to fantasize about. There's like regular fantasies that like harm no one, but this could like,
yeah,
depending on how far you want to take it, it could actually harm someone. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Cause like, it's, yeah, it's pedo shit. Mm-hmm. It's definitely like, I can't think of it any other way.
Yeah.
I think this is like a, like, I know, like, I also have brain rot brain and like, leave him, blah, 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 but I think this could be like a springboard to worse shit. And yeah. I wouldn't want to be around that. I feel like if you do break up with it, when was this posted?
Because I would lose all attraction to him.
14 hours ago. So this is like, oh, girlie's wow. going through it like right now. My advice would be to leave him, but also like, kind of confide in your best Judy, your best friend, because like I don't know what he's capable of. If you break up with him, I don't want to trigger nothing. Mm-hmm. So like, if you break up with him, be it like, I don't know,
do in it a public place.
Yeah, do it at Starbucks. We're banning Starbucks. Do it at a Dunkin', at a local coffee shop, there's the park. But have your family or someone like your good Judy nearby in case he gets like weird, because like, what was it? Yeah, I like, I don't tolerate a lot, I don't like people, and I mean it, but that's like, really, girl, just leave, bruh.
Yeah. No.
And I know what she's like, what was, some people have like the sunken cost fallacies, like, but he was like, she says like, you're like, on an average day he's not weird. I'm like, okay, but like, what if he become with this, what if he wants that to be an average day for him, or when you spend time together? Don't even. Yeah,
and you're never finishing anyway, so
you're so right. You're so right, bestie.
No.
Sorry, I just read a crazy title. We don't have to read this because I think it's too crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. I'm happy my best friend killed herself. Sorry, I just read the title. I was like, my God.
My God.
It's not funny.
It's not funny at all. It's really horrible. It's just the fact that she said it so bluntly is just really so crazy that I have to like giggle just a little bit. Does anyone ever say like some crazy shit to you that you cannot help but laugh? Because how else are you supposed to? Because
like, why? How did I get here, bro? What did I do today?
Why are we both crying?
Because it's really funny. It's really funny, our reaction. Not that your friend killed themselves, nor that you're happy about it.
No, that's really horrible.
I don't even want to get into. We're not gonna. No, I'm not gonna read it.
No, because we're not gonna react properly.
No, we won't.
Mine is. Am I the asshole for telling my brother? Am I the? I don't know what this is. It's MITB. Am I the butt face? I don't know.
Oh, it is Buttface. It's like Am I the Asshole, but it's relationship stuff. Because Reddit wants you to separate. If it's relationship, go to relationship advice. If it's Am I the Asshole, go to Am I the Asshole. So this is like an in-between.
Okay. Am I the butthole for telling my brother I have the better genes because he only has daughters while I have sons.
We're getting some fuck shit today, guys.
Just based on the title? Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, so what funny. Year is this?
This is at the top. This is one of the screenshots.
Okay. My brother and I are on two opposite ends of height spectrum, as he is. So his brother is 6'3". OP is 5'6". I feel like I don't need to read the rest, insecure, but I will. And we know what for. What was it? You're my height, Bestie. Both of us are married.
Than you. But just only by an
girl,
inch.
Just wear a heel. Yeah, and we'll look down on him.
Oh yeah, I can rock a 6-incher, so I don't give a fuck.
Well, out of context, well, I'm gonna clip that and send that to you.
We're in a fucking mood today.
I don't know what it is. Okay. Both of us are married and have several kids, with my brother having 3 daughters and me having 2 sons. We were having a barbecue the other day, and my wife invited some friends. One of her friends, C, has met me before, but not my brother. So C comes in, we introduce her to my brother, and she's like, "Whoa, you're OP's brother. Did you steal all his height?" Which caused some people to laugh, including my brother. Brother then said, "Yeah, I got all the good genes, ha ha ha," while giving me a teasing smile. I said to him, "Yeah, if you had all the good genes, then how come you all have daughters and no sons while I only have sons?" I know my brother's a bit upset at having 3 kids with no sons, and it showed here because he looked embarrassed and angry at the same time while having no rebuttal other than, "Yeah, yeah, whatever, that's a messed up thing to say." I told him he started it and shrugged. His wife and my wife both looked kind of pissed off at me. My wife, after the barbecue, told me she did not like what I said and it was sexist. I told her that I was just giving it back to him after I was made fun of first. But my wife was like, "Oh my God, what if we have a daughter in the future and she finds out you said this?" I told her she needed to relax and was being ridiculous because I just said this to get back at him. Wife was upset with me and the rest of the night because I apparently did not admit I was wrong. Who is the butt face here?
You. I mean, that's not a proper rebuttal. He was like, "You're short," and you were like, "Oh, well, fuck girls." Like, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Fuck girls. You have girls. Fuck. Like, no one. Yeah, if I was, honestly, if I was your wife, I would have gotten the biggest ick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And also, those kids can change their minds. And they can discover something about themselves.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, that's fucked. That's,
and you will be a triple butthole.
Yeah. What are you trying to, like, having girls means that you have you have bad genes? That is not true at all. I have a cousin, 3 boys. They might as well be clones. I think they're both, like, they're all, like, 8 years apart, and they were really trying for a girl, but he's just like, "Oh, listen, I'm tired. I'm not doing this again. I'm not having another kid." We just didn't have a girl.
Yeah.
And what was it? I think it's funny. He's just like, "Where is this masculinity coming from? Because, like, where?" what was it? Yeah. I think my mom's side of the family. I think both of my sides of the family, girls are more on the rare side.
Girls run thick on my dad's side. Yeah, we love a girly.
And the thing is, like, even in my family, like, all the girls, these are my mom's side, are bad bitches.
Yeah.
Like, don't fuck with them. Like, don't disrespect them ever. Ever.
Yeah.
It's always that T.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I actually do definitely feel the same about the girls on both sides of the family. Actually, I wouldn't fuck with them. They gonna fuck you up.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a crazy sexist thing to say.
Yeah.
Insane. All right, this is another true off my chest. I feel like my wife is embarrassed of me.
I'm excited. Why?
My 33 male, his wife, 31 female, has a school reunion in 2 days' time. We've obviously known about it for a few months, and we're going to drive to her hometown with our 3 kids. 8-year-old girl, 6-year-old girl, 3-year-old boy, and stay with her mother for the weekend and go to the reunion. This was a plan for months, but 2 days ago she suggested that it would be a good time to strip the wallpaper from the lounge and paint the walls. This is something that needs to happen, and it would be a lot easier without my 3-year-old keeping him away from the paint. I said that I've been looking forward to her reunion to meet people she went to school with, but she's been trying to discourage me. Finally, I decided to pretend to be upset that she's embarrassed of me. Yes, a bit immature and manipulative, but I figured it'd be an easy way to get her to drop it. Instead, she didn't try to reassure me. She hasn't said it, but it actually feels like she is embarrassed of me. She told me that she's going to get a ride with a friend at the reunion. She'll take the kids as planned to her mother's for the weekend and won't call me. I tried to push back on this, but she won't budge. She looks like I'm painting the lounge. So it looks like I'm painting the lounge. That's what he said. Oh. Edit. Oh, okay, there's an edit here. Not sure if anyone will see this. So I went to work as planned and came home after work, and my wife and kids are gone, as was also planned. No, she hasn't left me. She packed 2 days worth of clothes. Okay, so people thinking that she was just going to leave him. Mm-hmm. She hasn't left me. She's packed 2 days worth of clothes for her and the kids. I've been busy stripping the wallpaper and think this is going to be a much bigger job than I realize. It's almost 2 a.m. and I'm finished for the night. I'm still got more wallpaper to strip. It's been 7 hours of stripping. I have tomorrow to paint, maybe more on Sunday before I drive to pick her up from her mother's. Interesting.
I don't know.
I mean, this... Can you imagine? It's just like you catch a vibe, you catch the tea, you catch the shade, and you're like, hey, do we have a problem? And they don't immediately be like, no, we don't. Like, what do you, oh my God, what do you mean? It says that she didn't reassure him. So it's just like, oh, it's almost like you're embarrassing me. And what, did she just say nothing? I'd be upset. And honestly,
yeah, I would be.
Me, I would pry. I would pry more and be like, why can't I? Because he said he like we should move the you know, this the house project of painting the lounge, like move it to a different day. I wanted to go. And she's like, no, you're not going, and wouldn't budge. I would be like, I'd be so fucking mad. This is a fight, bro. I'd be like, what do you mean? Are you embarrassed of me? Answer the fuck ass question.
What is his problem?
Yeah, like, why are you embarrassed? Why are you
embarrassed to him?
Like, what is
I do think he's that she's embarrassed to him. I do.
Oh, I'm looking through the comments. Okay. Let me. Have you checked her phone or computer? I bet she's talking to an old flame or crush and doesn't want you to spoil that reunion. Tell her absolutely not.
Well, how would she bring the kids?
You're going.
Kids and... are rats.
Right?
They rat you out.
What was it? Tell her absolutely not, and you're going, end of story. And she doesn't need to come because you'll file for divorce. And then OP, I've made a new post. Yes, she was cheating. Update.
Yes! Continue.
So I've made the drive up to my mother-in-law's and picked up my wife and kids. I'm just on my mother-in-law's couch while they're getting ready to leave, so I thought I'd post an update. So I guess the main thing is, I know why my wife didn't want me here. When I arrived, my mother-in-law greeted me and she asked to talk, and she told me not to tell my wife she said anything. But my wife had a cancer scare. That's why she was up here. Where's the side plot? My wife had breast cancer before I met her. They actually removed half of her nipple, which she's very self-conscious about. When I saw my wife, she burst into tears and hugged me. She didn't tell me anything about her cancer and I didn't ask. I'll let her bring it up to me. Edit, we're home and I couldn't keep this to myself, so I just spoken to my wife and said her mother told me. She asked me what about. I said about the cancer, and my wife has no idea that her what her mother is talking about. She said she doesn't have cancer and hasn't had cancer scare at all. Now I don't know what the fuck is going on.
What? I got your in-laws are weird and she's weird.
Second update. What the fuck do I say? We're all you were all right. She was fucking cheating on me. I can't believe it. I had to look on her laptop while she was out and her email. She's been chatting with some guy. She sent him money for a rental car and he picked up my wife and kids. I can't believe it. Not only does she cheat on me, she gave him money and they all drove to her mother's together. Your mom, his mother-in-law's a fucking liar.
What was the point of saying the cancer thing?
What was the point?
Honestly, these people are all crazy.
She gave him money we can't even afford. I've been riding a bicycle to work and to try and save $50 a week on gas because we have no spare money. She has sent him hundreds of dollars. Whoa. She trusted this fucking guy with my kids and the back of the car. What if he crashed? I confronted her and she admitted it all. She said she gave him a blowjob, but...
What?
Were you cheating on me? Yeah, I'm gonna tell you exactly what I did to him.
Like, why the specifics? Why can't the answer just be yeah?
She said she gave him a blowjob, but when she got naked, he didn't want to have sex, so they didn't. Who fucking knows?
Yeah, well, no. Oh, wow.
Oh, okay, I understand. Oh. She's saying, like, that's all we did. That's not okay. This is bad.
Just say yes. It's, like, crazy. Yeah, I cheated on you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, but I only blowed him. So what? Okay, that's the yes would have sufficed. Yeah. I don't need to. You are making this worse.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if that's true. But the thing is, her body's a fucking wreck. What? I'm gonna read that again. I don't know if that's true, but the thing is, her body's a fucking wreck. I wasn't honest in my early post. She's fat. She's fat. Her body's not attractive at all. Her teeth are in bad shape.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Whoa!
How did we get to fat phobia? How did we find ourselves here?
Her teeth are in bad shape because she's often doesn't brush. She often goes 2 to 3 days without washing at times and stinks. Whoa! But she's the mother of my kids. She's fucking ugly and I hate her, wanted to die, but she's the mother of my kids. So I can't leave her. Whoa, because she stinks.
I can't leave her because she stinks. Wait. Who else is going to wash her?
So he's just like, my wife is honestly she's like a loser and she's an uggo and I don't fucking like her anymore, but I can't write that to the divorce lawyer. Why do you want to leave her life? She's stinky.
Honestly,
you don't like stinky, so you never liked her, Brett. Like, yeah. This relationship was probably over a long time ago.
Absolutely.
What was it? That's the main reason I thought she would never cheat. Because she stinks.
Because she stinks and she ugly.
Yeah, who wants to be with her? I mean, like, you married her, but...
I'm sorry, but that's really embarrassing. Can you imagine getting naked in front of someone and they're just like, nothing?
Oh, my God.
And that's it. You cheated on your husband for that. Like,
oh, my God.
You cheated on your husband for that. That's crazy.
Can you imagine he's like, hey, I'm not sure about this anymore.
Honestly, I think I have to end it all.
Yeah, that's the main reason I thought she would never cheat, because who the fuck would someone else want to be with her? Damn. Well, apparently other people do. This piece of shit and her have been saying I love yous over email. Apparently they knew each other in school but never dated. This fucking guy lives at home with his father. He's 31 years old, never moved out. Her fucking mother knew when this fucking guy drove to my house. He didn't stay, but she took her aside and asked her if she knew what she was doing. Her mother's idiotic cancer story was to cover for my wife, even though I had no idea anyway. Everyone sounds stupid
but
here.
But also, like, why wouldn't you tell your
like, mom, tell me you went with the cancer angle.
Yeah.
Like, that's why my daughter looks like that. No, not even your mom thinks you look like you look crazy. Like, what the hell was the point of that?
And also, I don't know. Okay. So, I really do think that cheating is a sign of internal something going on. I do think the fact that maybe you clearly think some type of way about your wife.
Yeah.
Might have something to do with why she sucked out someone to find her beautiful and love her elsewhere.
Yeah, even though she probably failed at that.
She failed at that, from what I heard. Sucks, but.
What was it? I mean, like, I'm not gonna, it's your fault she cheated. I mean, like I said, the relationship was.
No, it seems like multiple things.
Like, probably, like, a built up of resentment and, like.
No, absolutely. I feel like it's really, like. I think there's cause and effects. Like, the fact that she's stinky.
Made him not want to fuck you no more.
Caused her to not, you to not be attracted to her. Which caused her to try to seek out that attraction from somebody else elsewhere.
Yeah. So what you're telling me is if she just brushed her teeth, she would have a happy family.
No. I think you should have found someone that you were attracted to.
Yes.
Because I feel like, okay, not everyone is everyone's cup of tea.
Of course.
But someone can always find someone who's gonna think they're beautiful, stunning, and want to fuck them. Yeah. Everyone can do it.
Yeah,
it's not that difficult.
And I'm because he's like, she cheated on me, and when she's so fucking stinky, fuck her. Why does it know? Like, I thought no one want her. That is crazy though, bro. These comments are stupid. You deserve someone who's faithful and not stinky. These comments are stupid as shit.
Honestly, I feel like if you're sleeping with someone who's stinky, that means you're stinky. I don't like him either.
No, the way he immediately was just like, she's fat, ugly, and her teeth suck. Like, damn. Whoa. Whoa. Oh, okay. So there's another section in the comments from OP. When my wife called her mother, she was out at the supermarket or whatever, and they weren't able to talk. She must have gone home and has tried calling, but my wife hasn't answered as we've been talking. Well, guess who just turned up? My mother-in-law. Called the police on us for a wellness check because my wife hasn't answered her phone. Your mother-in-law is a little silly. I've never hit my wife, but my wife has hit the kids. My eldest stepdaughter had a black eye on her second birthday, apparently. She'd run into the corner of the table while I was at work. I'm sure my mother-in-law thinks I did that. Before I met my wife, she'd had a fall getting out of the shower with my stepdaughter when she was less than 8 months old and left a handprint on her face. I have never thought much about it, but realize even the babies don't bruise that way. She must have slapped her in the face, a newborn. Anyway, the cops have left. Credit to my wife, I guess. She's answered the door and told them everything was, what was going on, with the cops looking at each other like, what the fuck? Well, you shouldn't be together.
Yeah.
You guys really shouldn't be together. What a crazy fucking,
I don't even know if you guys are equipped to raise kids.
Yeah. And also, I didn't know these were stepkids. Different.
Oh, so it's not his kids?
I guess not, because, like...
I'll leave.
What was it? Yeah, people are, like... Some of these comments... Reddit is starting to Reddit here. Like, a lot of these comments are just like, your wife sounds, like, fucking gross. And he's like, I take care of myself, hygiene-wise, as well as fitness. Now I know why my sister said you can do better. Damn. Yeah, sounds like y'all shouldn't have been together. Mm-hmm. That was a doozy. It had everything.
It had everything you needed.
It had home improvement.
God.
High school reunion, cancer storyline, mother-in-law cheating, cops. Like, it really had it all. Classic, am I the asshole? Am I the asshole for becoming indifferent towards my wife after discovering her affair? Seems a little case closed to me.
Case closed.
My 30-year-old male wife, 34 female, and I've been together for 8 years, 5 of them married. I thought we were the kind of couple that could call each other for any problem. I loved her deeply and always believed she felt the same way about me. Like many couples, we had our ups and downs, but never thought it would lead to infidelity. 4 months ago, I started noticing changes in her behavior. She's been more distant, always glued to her phone, avoiding our conversations. You know, the typical thing about a cheating person. Well, one day I came across a message on her phone that confirmed what I feared the most. She was seeing someone else. It was like a punch in the stomach. I felt anger, sadness, and overwhelming sense of betrayal. But instead of confronting her right away, I decided to wait. My main reason was to protect myself in a possible divorce. If I was going to face the situation, I wanted to have solid evidence. So I spent the next 2 months gathering messages, photos, and anything else I could use to, if things got difficult. Legally difficult. Mm-hmm. During those 2 months, I pretended normality while the pain piled up. I watched her act like everything was fine, and with each passing day, my feelings for her faded. The love I once felt was replaced by indifference. If anyone says that love for someone doesn't go away, well, it's not entirely true. When I finally gathered all the evidence, I confronted her. I showed her everything I knew, and although she tried to deny it at first, she finally admitted it that she had been having an affair. She said it was a mistake, but she still loved me and that she wanted to work things out. But by then, I didn't feel anything anymore. I didn't scream. I didn't cry. I didn't even get angry. I simply told her that it was okay, that we could get a divorce, and that we could each move on with our lives. My lack of emotion baffled her. She said my indifference was cold and cruel. And that if I had truly loved her, I should have fought to save our marriage, which was ironic coming from her. But the truth was that I did love her very much. Only after 2 months of living with the betrayal in silence, I just didn't care. Am I the asshole?
No, I think that's so fair. It wasn't because, okay, so this is what happened pretty much. He had 2 months to like go through all the highs, like, oh my God, she cheated on me. Oh my God, this. Oh my God, I'm so hurt. My heart is so broken. I'm so sad. He went through all of that emotion to now come out the other side of it and be like, you know what? I just don't like you.
Yeah. Like, he, I mean, there's probably more process to go through because I know he is hurting, but now it's like, that's flipped. Like I hate when people think like, I thought you loved me, this is a love is not enough, and I'm a person who needs that like that effort put in as well. Like, we need to be on that same level. So what was it like? You love him, but you don't respect him. You went out with another motherfucker. So
and you were gonna deny it. You were gonna make him feel crazy. You were gonna make him, you were gonna gaslight him.
And you did. Like, you're like, if you left me, you'd fight for us. What the fuck were you doing?
Yeah.
You were doing the crazy thing. And what was it? I think he is deemed not the asshole. And, like, majority of the comments, like, a comment here, the only reason she's sorry is because she got caught. Yeah, imagine. Imagine if she didn't get caught. What was? I would have been like, well, then what was your plan then? If it was a mistake and you want to stay with me.
Yeah, no, you don't love your wife.
And like, it's such a shock to him. I feel very bad. Like, I wonder where, like, because he says like everything was great. I don't know, maybe she got bored, but that's a, that's a, like, it seems like communication, but I wonder on, like, you know, communication like died how
some
long ago.
People just like, I don't know if this is the case in this situation, but you feel as if like there's a whole bunch of reasons why people cheat. There's like levels to this shit. But I do think one of the reasons is because sometimes people are so like insecure and they love attention from other people and they just can't help it.
Yeah.
And I think that might be one of those cases because she was going to try to gaslight him. So which tells me that she doesn't really have feelings for this other guy. There is no feelings towards him. It just kind of gave her that satisfaction to know that she is cheating and she has multiple guys.
It's almost like a kleptomaniac thing, like it's the rush of getting away with it. Maybe she felt really bored, but like like what always gets me is just like, you do the thing that like destroys the relationship, and then what was it, when you're faced with that it's impending end, that's when we're gagged and we want to try something new and go to couples therapy. I'm like, what about doing that before all of that? Like, it always gets on my nerve that like, it's like, oh, you want to fight for it after you got, well, one of the comments, when you got digged down for 2 months, now you want to fight for this relationship.
you got dicked down for 2 months. So it's one of the
comments. Comments are vulgar. Now she wants to fight after getting
after you got dicked down.
I got a doozy one for you too. Mm-hmm. It's another chew off my chest. I think I just stayed on the subreddit, I guess. My husband suggested naming our future kid after his work wife. What the fat hell are we talking about here?
So I have, like, seen people, like, I don't know. I guess it depends on your relationship with your coworker. But my cousin Anissa is named after my aunt's favorite coworker. But I think it also, like, depends on, like, that situation. Also, his work wife. I don't know if I like that.
That's the issue I'm having here. I don't like that term. Like, I heard that term online. I've never heard it. I don't think I've paid attention. Like, never even heard it in, like, television or anything. Like, work wife. I'm like, that sounds, I don't like that. I don't like the way that sounds. Like, if any fucking person came up, I'm your husband's, like, work wife. I would look at her like, oh, so we're gonna fight?
Yeah.
So we're fighting.
I'd ask her if she could fight. I like the term work bestie.
Yeah, like I'm like, I'm their work friend.
Yeah, yeah, I would be like, I'm your husband's work bestie. You know, we be...
We're fighting. What is that? Oh. You're so funny. We're constantly boxing each other. But no, I was like, I'm his work wife. What makes... What's the wife title?
Yeah.
What is the difference between you and me?
I think it's like taking care of him.
I don't like that either.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I don't like it.
So, that's the term that's fucking with me.
Yeah.
When this lady... Whoa, when we... the way that we're starting this.
This lady.
When this lady, Kelly, joined the company a couple years ago, I heard him tell me that upon first impression, he did not like her at all. That's a red flag to me, as he's never done that towards anyone before. I've done this in the past with an ex, so as to not raise any suspicion that I actually found a friend kind of attractive. He was dogging her because they even got a chance to speak, saying she struck up a conversation or something. I called him out on it, but I didn't want to make it a big deal. I didn't want him to overthink it and actually develop feelings for her. Then throughout the months, they actually got close, but he's always tells me they aren't. I know they were just from how he reacted. He also made stickers of her candid photo to tease her and joked with her.
Oh,
we're doing arts and crafts.
Oh no, we're seeing each other candidly. In a candid photo?
Made stickers of her candid photo. We're doing arts and crafts. My boy is hooked.
Like, isn't like a candid photo? Isn't that like provocative?
No.
Oh. That's why I was like, damn! We're seeing each other candidly. Photos are candid.
A candid photo is when you take a picture of somebody like casually. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, wow.
Because I've seen a lot of candid photos.
So, there was an overreaction just now.
Oh, he saw her candidly.
In a candid photo.
He saw, she was just all up and candid in his face.
Yes. And candid.
Wait, let's get the official Webster.
Sorry. Man, did you know about this girl being candid?
I heard you were candid. So I heard you and my husband were being candid with each other. And they're looking at her like, yeah, and she starts fighting.
Gosh.
It's like you're like chilling and I just take a picture of you and I'm like, it's not set up. So it's like, that's why when you hear candid photo, you hear more with like celebrities. Like, oh, I saw fucking like LeBron James coming out of a store and I took a picture of him. That was a candid picture of him.
Okay.
I think we just you busted and like, we're having a meeting. No, I heard this bitch was being candid with my man. And they're looking at her like, what?
Fuck. That was so funny.
Or like, if I say I'm being candid with you, I'm being straightforward.
Oh.
I'm being truthful. So you just being candid with a bitch?
So bitch just out here being candid with my man?
It's really funny.
So fucking sorry.
Bro, that was the funniest shit of my life. Candid! And that's what I mean, like, listen, I'm upset, like, what man arts and crafts for another woman that's not, you weird, know, your significant other? So, I was just like, he caught feelings, and you're like, he see us punani, he saw us all at all.
And then he's seeing punani.
Candidly.
Candidly. Oh, gosh.
Oh, God. I'm gonna get it together. He also made stickers of her candid photo to tease her and joked with her through texting sometimes, which was out of character for him. My girl intuition was going off. Ooh. For some reason, I still thought I shouldn't make a big deal about it. In October, I found a picture of her in his gallery. It was the latest photo in his phone, and it was his POV standing in front of her while she was crouching down. And took the photo from above. She was mid-laughing. It was a really intimate photo. And I asked him, are you close with Kelly? Without him knowing I saw the photo. And he said he and Kelly are the least closest. And Kelly sort of hates him. And
so why is she your work wife?
Or like, why are you like, why do you have pictures of her?
She was crouching down.
Yeah, like, I guess. From what I'm thinking, she's crouching down, but she's close to him, and he took a picture from that angle. Which is like two things: weird angle, and why are you that close to her? It's your coworker.
Why is she that close to you? Like, why is she, especially?
Ooh. Yeah, where is she? Where is she?
Yeah. Ew.
That rung so many bells for me. Shortly after, I checked, and the same photo was in his recently deleted folder. Oh. He then wanted to set a new profile photo. It was of him in this professional event. It was an event and it was taken professionally while he was at work. She was, of course, candidly in the background. Wow. She was naked at work.
I love how candid is just going to be something completely different. She was candidly in the background.
While he was setting it, I noticed he made sure that she was cropped in the display. He also noticed I looked really shocked and scared, and he decided he didn't want to change his photo after all. Then on my birthday this year, while I was visiting him at work, his male colleague actually joked with me introducing me to this girl, saying she's my husband's work wife. My husband didn't know about this. Few months later, I told him about it, and he got really mad. He told me that his colleague was just playing with me, and not to believe him. I told him I really hate this girl, and I hate that she acts like I'm crazy about it, and I know he thinks she's cute, and I went batshit crazy on him. After holding it in for so long, I absolutely exploded on him.
Yes, good.
For a while, he acknowledged he wasn't right for saying this, for having this secretly intimate friendship with another girl. He actually would stay a distance from her and stop texting her unless about work. No more photos of them next to each other in every work event. When I visit, they both don't seem to talk much as well, though I still feel insecure about it. They may just be acting because I'm around. Then 2 weeks ago, we were talking about having children and special names for if we have a boy or a girl. He said he knows and suggested maybe we can name our child Kelly if it was a boy. And he was trying to not sound sus. And he said, wouldn't it be cool? People assume Kelly's a girl's name, but it's a guy's name too. Let's do that. I looked at him in complete disbelief. He asked me what was wrong, and I asked if you're fucking serious. He acted dumb and asked again, saying he doesn't understand. I told him, you know I don't fucking like her. He shut up about it. It's been 2 weeks since, and he's been trying to cheer me up, and I've been pretending that I'm okay and over it. In all honesty, I think about it, and I'm not sure if I can even get over this. To be fair, I've met the girl. I don't think she's trying to steal him, but I do think he has a crush, and he's willing to lie about it. I called him out from time to time for not being committed to me when he was the one who wanted me to marry him. What? That's
crazy. I mean, I'm not sure. Should be him. He's the one who, you know.
I mean, I'm not sure how to get over this. I really want to. Edit. Sorry, I just noticed I said work wife. His colleague actually said work girlfriend. Still bad.
Yeah, not good.
I'm not sure what I want to gain out of posting this. Someone to tell me it's okay and to keep living life, maybe. I'm just really upset and wanted to rant, maybe. Oh, what was it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like him. I don't like her. I don't like the situation. I disagree.
When you say you don't like her, do you mean Kelly or OP?
Kelly and OP's husband.
Yeah. What was it? Yeah, the comments are like, you know, seeing like you're not overreacting.
No.
Like, what was it? It is sus as hell. It's like
name your child after that, after someone you know.
What was it? Yeah, people in the comments are being nice. They're like, you know, he was mean, like this is fucked. And she said he was extremely inconsiderate about my feelings. He tried to say it wouldn't be Kelly, it'd be Kelly with a IE instead of a Y. I told him respectfully to leave me alone. He's
with respect.
He's been apologetic and careful since. He also seems kind of fucking dumb. Like, what the like, why are you obsessed with this chick?
Weird
as fuck, bro.
He definitely has a crush on her, and I don't even know that, like, photo that seems like really intimate,
like, yeah, like that. And I think also
they hooked up before,
and also he said candid photo, that means without her knowledge. Or like he'd be like, hey, pose for me. He's like catching like pictures, yeah, of her. Yeah, I'd be like, I don't know, why are you taking pictures of people?
Weird.
Yeah, that'd be tough. And she's pregnant? Ah.
Oh, she's pregnant.
Yeah, that's why she said, like, let's have, like, a baby name. Like, if our kid's a boy or a girl.
I thought they were planning for the future. It's now. Now's the future. Future's here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. I would investigate that more, too. Because I do think they've hooked up.
Yes.
I have a crazy one, too. There's a lot of relationship crazy ones.
Yeah, maybe that's the theme of the episode.
Husband told me to go to bed while he skinny dips with my best friend in our pool.
What are we talking about here?
I just would love people to, you know, write things down and then read it out loud to yourself. Just real quick.
Yeah. He's probably drunk or something.
In this format, too.
Oh, there's an Am I Overreacting subreddit, period. Yesterday, my best friend came over to watch the UFC fight at our house. My husband decided to smoke wings for dinner.
Yum.
That's not good as hell right now. Mm-hmm. So we were all sitting in our backyard eating and watching TV. My friend and my husband bought a bottle of whiskey earlier and were drinking mixed drinks. But I was too tired and hungover from going out the previous day, so I wasn't drinking with them. So here where the whole mess starts. They decided to make a bet on who's going to win the final fight. My husband proposes that the loser has to take a shot of whiskey and jump in the pool naked. One of the bets was that if they both lose, I'm not sure how, then they would both jump in the pool naked. I asked, why does it have to be naked? But he ignored that question. The thing is, I notice in these stories, people are afraid to make a fuss. I love me a fuss. Yeah. I love me a fuss.
Hey, you know what? Answer the question. Why does it have to be naked?
Can you imagine? I'm like, guess what, guys? We're about to fight.
Guess what, guys? Everyone take your cameras out. This is me and my husband
fighting. The UFC fight starts in here.
Fighting. Everyone break out your cameras because we gonna fight. Why are we being naked? Don't get it.
No, yeah, that's the thing. Like, ignore the question. No. Be like, hey, I asked you something. This whole conversation happened an hour before the last fight. Shortly after that conversation, I fell asleep and woke up around 1 a.m. because I heard the sound of splashing water. I opened my eyes and saw that my husband and my best friend are both skinny dipping in our pool. I got up and told him that it's late and I want to go to sleep and he should come up with me. But he said he's not ready to go to sleep and wants to continue drinking and swimming in the pool. My best friend was asking me to join, even though she clearly knows that I'm exhausted and I don't want to drink. I declined the invitation and went back into the house and laid on the sofa because I didn't know what else to do. I was feeling very uncomfortable, but didn't want to make a big deal out of it. It's a big deal. Oh, second off, that's your friend?
No. And I think that's bullshit. Why don't you come in? You know, when my friends, when I'm feeling tired, they immediately peep it and they're like, you know what? I think it's the end of the night. Mm-hmm. That's what a friend does.
Yeah.
Let me continue hanging out with people that aren't your boyfriend. You know?
I don't care that you're drunk. I do not care. Mm-mm. And I don't care about, like, it's open mind. We're okay with being naked around each other. No. You have to ask me if I'm also okay with it.
Yes. Boundaries are being crossed.
For sure. What was it? I was feeling very uncomfortable, but didn't want to make a big deal out of it. And I was just hoping my husband will come back home and go to sleep with me. But that didn't happen. They proceeded to get wasted and swim naked till 3 a.m. When I saw him to come make another round of drinks for them, this is where I lost it. I started yelling at him, saying that it's super fucked up that he thinks he can hang out all night butt-ass naked in a pool with my best friend and get extremely wasted while his wife is sleeping by herself upstairs. I told him that I don't hang out with any of his friends naked in the pool and would never do anything like that. After that, I went to our bedroom and slammed my door. Surely, after my boyfriend knocks on my door and asks what happened and if we can talk, I told her that it's inappropriate for them to hang out naked in the pool by themselves. This is when she said, well, but what about those times when we skinny dipped all together? How is this any different? Fucking boneheaded ass.
What a stupid fucking question.
This is when I have to mention that we did skinny dipped a few times together, once with a big group of people at my husband's birthday, and one time when we were on shrooms.
Well, that's, you know, shrooms.
This was a decision we made together, and everyone was on board.
Yeah.
This time, I did not give them my consent, nor did anyone ask me if that was okay. They both decided that since we've done this before, then there shouldn't be any issues with that. So I told her I didn't consent to them doing it without me, and that if she doesn't understand why this is wrong, then I can't help her. She called me a hypocrite and left the room. I thought that my husband would come to bed after this fight, but instead he proceeded to hang out with my best friend, and I found them sleeping on the same couch, opposite sides, and under the same blanket. At 6 a.m. I went to get a water.
Both of them.
I don't know what time she left the house, and I have no desire to talk to my husband. I just want to know if I'm overreacting.
No! Fuck both of them.
I think your best friend is crazy. Mm-hmm. Maybe they have a crush on each other. I don't know. Mm-mm. But, like, that is, to me, fucking deplorable. Like,
foul.
What are we talking about here?
Foul.
Like, what are we actually talking about?
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
The both of yous.
Yeah, what was it? Like, yeah, it's like, I'm in a relationship with him. Like, this is, like, I am not okay with this.
It's just, like, really.
And I feel like that's not a hard concept to have. Mm-mm.
Like, skinny dipping with the group of people and your girlfriend. Okay, there's clearly nothing sexual going on. Clearly, we're just jumping in the pool. Skinny dipping with just two people when nobody else is around? Oh, and then sleeping on the same couch with them,
yeah,
underneath the same blanket.
It doesn't look good, babes.
Yeah, no, ew.
It don't. What was it? I think Reddit has deemed her not overreacting. Mm-mm. Yeah, it doesn't seem like your friend or your husband respects you, bruh. Mm-hmm.
Any good comments?
People are like, I would have flipped my shit.
Yeah.
What was it? Some people are like, I would have fought my best friend.
Yeah, I would have fought both of them.
And what was it?
And I think the best friend is like, well, I asked you to join us. Is like, it's going to make it okay. Like, that's what it was giving.
Yeah, and it's like, why are you acting? I don't know. It's like someone has expressed to you their displeasure. And you don't know how to act then. But you're like, oh, I thought this was regular. Why are you freaking out? Like, I just think it's nuts.
We're both born on Earth, right?
Yeah, I thought that was your friend. Why are you so adamant to hang out with my husband?
Mm-mm. Naked in a pool without me there.
Yeah. Yeah, and OP hasn't... I didn't respond to any of these comments.
Damn.
Yeah, unfortunately. Because people were like... When they were on the couch, were they still naked?
Yeah.
Okay, she did answer that question. They were fully clothed.
I don't care.
No, yeah, that's nuts. I don't know. To me, that's like common sense, I fear. I found a silly one that I don't know if it's true.
Yes.
It could be a troll post. This is still true off my chest. I found out my girlfriend shits in the shower. What do I do?
Fucking foul.
I feel like I know what she looks like. Do you know what I mean?
I think, like, what I imagine her to look like is kind of mean, because I'm thinking of one person we went to high school with. I just immediately imagined, censor this out.
Oh my god, yeah! Why did we high five that? That's so mean.
Yeah, we're horrible people.
We murdered someone. Yeah!
Yeah! We're shit! Yeah! We think stuff was ugly and gross! Yeah! We're horrible people.
God, I'm so hateful.
Yes. We are.
Okay. This is posted a day ago.
Bestie.
Yay. This was a day ago. This person posted this. Don't really know to get into this. Don't really know how to get into this, but I'll start by laying out a few details. So I've been dating this girl for about 4 months, and she's amazing. Up until I found out about this. Like, seriously amazing. Both fallen hard for each other. I've met her family, and she's met my limited family, and it's been going great. She stays over a couple times a week, and I love her company, and I'm very much in love with her. So finding out about this hit me quite hard, and I've felt weird ever since. I don't want to get into much detail because it's overall a pretty bizarre situation, but basically, you don't want to get into much detail?
No, I need detail.
I think I do. But basically, at the start of the week, she was at my place and we were chilling and caught up with the latest episode of The Mandalorian. Great TV show, by the way. And she goes off to take a shower, which is normal after a day of work. So I'm chilling in my room, browsing Reddit and catching up with shit, and I need to take a piss. So I go to the bathroom and walk into a room where I'm engulfed in the smell of shit, and it is steamy as hell in there. I'm taken aback clearly and trying to make sense of it because the toilet lid is down, but the smell is so strong. So I ask my girlfriend if she's okay. She says she's great and she's nearly done. She's just trying to get rid of this. At this point, I'm horrified. As I approach the shower curtain, it's a black curtain, so I don't see anything. I didn't see shit. I kind of realize that she's done, and I pull back the curtain, and she faces me to a smile, and I look down, and there's about a half a shit clogging up the drain, and she's clearly been trying to stomp it down. Do people actually do this? Do people actually do that?
That's fucking disgusting.
Oh my god.
That's actually fucking foul.
I had of a lot.
And she's smiling.
She's like, also like.
Could you imagine just shit water fills to the top of her toes and she's just.
No, like, also like, I don't know how comfortable. I'm not comfortable. Period. But like,
I'm never comfortable. I'm always uncomfortable. But anyway.
But like, if I don't come in. Like there's no shame. You just took a shit and you're trying to clean it up. No, not even shame on that end.
Yeah, I would
be like, whoa, I'm taking a shit in here. Even if it's weird, I'm taking a shit in here. You're like, what?
It's still like there is no there's dignity levels, and she just blew past all of them. Like, that doesn't matter.
Oh, that was so funny. God.
Okay. I had a lot of emotions running through my head all at once. Horror, disgust, surprisement. Surprisement? Never heard of that word.
Surprisement.
Mainly at her reaction of me walking in on her, trying to waffle stomp a shit down the fucking drain. And I couldn't get...
Waffle stomp?
That's what it's called. I forgot.
I never heard of this. The first time. I kind of fucking love that.
I heard this back in middle school. I remember, like, being like, do people do that? And I'm like, I was adamant, like, that's troll shit, no fucking way. And I don't know if this story is real either, but okay.
You just shitting standing?
Yeah, exactly, bruh. No, because I know what she looks like, though.
Does she look like
No, well, she looks white. I know, that's what it is. I know. She do you think she's not washing her legs either?
I'm gagged.
Who's waffle? Is it white people? First off, do you waffle stomp? Second of all, are you white?
I don't know.
And I know the first really yes nasty. Is probably the second yes.
That's really nasty. I don't know. Some people just are disgusted by poop. I'm so fucking disgusted by poop.
Yes.
I don't like that.
No.
Uh-uh.
There's a reason why it's gross.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a scientific reason why it's fucking gross. It's not even like, it's not a social norm. It's your opinion. It's not a religious belief. There's actual fucking like facts on it, bro.
Scientifically.
Everyone can believe it.
Yeah.
The flat earthers can agree that shit is gross.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
What was it? You're not punk if you like shit. Like, it's you're fucking weird, man.
Yeah, no.
What was it?
I don't do poo-poo.
I never shit, actually.
I actually never shit before in my life.
Oh, no, I lost it.
Ladies, don't shit. I simply release my demons.
I'm a girl. I don't shit.
So stupid.
Okay, hold on. What was it? Me walking down on her trying to waffle stomp a shit down the fucking drain, and I couldn't get my head around how cool and collected she was. I basically just said, what the fuck are you doing? And to be honest, her reply was more of a surprise at my reaction of seeing what she was doing, as in she didn't see the big deal about it and didn't get why I was so horrified. It was fucking weird. I left the bathroom, obviously, and we had to talk about it, and she thought it was a normal thing to do. She needed a shit, and she just went for it. Apparently, she was raised in a household where that was a normal thing to do, and I just couldn't comprehend it. After a while talking, she resumed... She reassured me she didn't do it all the time, but just whenever she needed a shit while in the shower. I tried to explain that this was definitely not normal or a cool thing to do whatsoever. She kind of flipped it back on me as if I was shaming her and got upset.
Yeah.
I'm shaming you.
I'm shaming
you. You've put me in an unsafe situation, so this is not a safe place. You. We're shaming.
Shame. How am I supposed to take a bath?
I hate it when people do fucked shit. They get called down. They're like, you're being mean to me. Honestly, I need a gun. You're lucky I'm not armed. What do you mean? What do you mean?
It's like, what do you mean? Yeah, what do you mean?
Like I said, I love this girl, but this has me properly. Oh my God, it's the UK. I can't imagine this happening in English accents.
Oh my God. What are you doing in there?
You're stomping a shit down the drain.
You're awful stomping a shit down the down the gutter.
What you on about? My family does it.
That's how I was raised. You're trying to make me off? You're seriously
You're proper off? Trying to make me look like a mug right now. And I... I need English people to act this out. I really need it, bro. I need it desperately. No,
please do. Please tell me exactly how this conversation would work in the UK, because we're very New Jersey with it. In my mind, it was like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you? You just out here waffle stomping shits down the fucking drain? We were very New Jersey. I need English people to do it. Oh, fuck me. That's so funny.
In my mother's house, you're going to waffle stomp your shit down the drain. In my mother's house. Oh, my God.
Get the fuck out, you fucking cocksucker.
Absolutely. I'm calling the police.
I'm calling the polices. Absolutely.
God, I'm trying to look through these comments. They're, like, laughing their ass off at waffle stomp.
I'm so fucking dead with waffle stomp.
Yeah, people were on your ting, too. Like, they're like, I'm gagging at the fact that her foot is soaked in those.
Yes! Yes! Oh!
You're foul. People are like, people just call her gross.
Gross! She's gross!
What was it? Somebody, this comment, sometimes you need to be told that something's weird. And so you did. This commenter, I was raised on spaghetti and ketchup. And she was raised in stopping shits down the tube drain. Well, explain to her how it's not sanitary for a multitude of reasons. Hopefully she'll listen.
Spaghetti and ketchup is fucking normal compared to stopping shit down the drain.
Honestly, bruh, bon appetit. Oh, my God.
Spaghetti and ketchup just sounds like a cultural thing. Stomping your shit down the drain sounds like a disgusto thing.
This commenter claims that they searched it up and allegedly 1 out of 5 people poop in the shower. The next time I'm in a group of five, you're telling me in One Direction. You're telling me that it's that common?
So in our group of friends, right? At least one of our friends.
It ain't me.
Like I said, shit nasty to me. So fucking foul.
What was it? We got to text
Kiara. I've been grossed out by myself.
Text Kiara. Ask her.
No, I'll just text the group chat. Yeah. What are you guys stomping shit down the fucking drain?
Which one of you is waffle stomping? Just say that. And have them search up waffle stomping.
Okay, so this one, the one with, oh my butt dad ass gonna do it. As was just on the reaction. So there's you, Karen, Kiara, Max, and Teresa. Should we do that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some people in the comments are trying to be, like, educational. Like let's help this guy reason with this girl. No one is saying break up with her. And honestly, absolutely.
I would break up with her.
I don't care. Like, I was raised that way. I am against your lifestyle. You and your family's life. You come from a lineage of waffle stoppers. Excuse me. Fucking excuse me. I know.
How do you spell waffle?
W-A-F-F-L-E. It's stories like this that make me feel like everything that I've ever done wrong weren't that bad.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Everyone is just gagged. People, oh my God, people mentioned the poop knife guy. They're like, hey.
Yeah, it does. I was about to say, reminds me of the poop knife story.
Wow, now people are getting scientific. They're talking about pipes in these comics. Like, the pipes are not made for that girly.
Right? That's what I took to the group chat. Which one of you is waffles? Let's stop. I can't wait. Throughout this video, we'll get in
there. Can you imagine one of our friends sees that and they start sweating? Oh, fuck.
Like, I would never do that. Oh, so fucking funny.
Oh.
We testing out this theory right now. Live in time. That's so funny.
It is. Oh my God.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for watching. Like and subscribe and comment what you guys think about these scary photos.
Of these candid photos.
What do you guys think about these candid photos? I mean, scantily clad, no?
You know when you just learn a word and you just start using it?
It's so stupid.
What was it? Comment down below, like, what was it? Oh, well, your take on some of these stories, these crazy-ass stories, or if you think we're crazy. Mm-mm. Or, like, are you the one friend in your friend group that waffle stomps?
Are you? Who's out here waffle stomping? That's what we want to know. Yeah,
comment down below so we can bully you.
Yeah. So we can disapprove of your lifestyle. And thank you for dreaming with us. Bye.